I feel like we should have a have at least a portion of a podcast soon
devoted okay, to our. Okay, what comic we should do? Discussion. We should have a standoff. Is what we should do?
A standoff. What do you mean a standoff?
Pretty soon, we should like come up with all this material and all this evidence
towards our Batman Spider-Man argument.
Yes. No, wait, never mind. We shouldn't do that. You have more support than
yeah, I do. I have so much support. You don't even
it's
know.
It's just because of pop culture right now. Like, everybody's all on Batman's side.
No, it's not pop culture. It's
not
logic.
You. Not you, because you're old school Batman. I can support that.
See? There
but
go.
Everybody's all hyped up on Chris Nolan Batman.
Which,
I'm like,
okay.
You don't know nothing about Batman.
Let me just say. Chris Nolan Batman is good Batman. It's good Batman. It's good Batman from, like... I don't know anything about Batman. I'm going to see a movie. You know, yeah. I know he was a comic book character. Like, introduction yeah. to Batman. Not really introduction to Batman, but just, like, a movie. Good movie. It was a good yeah. movie. You know? Good series of movies. It was a good series of movies if you're just going to watch a movie. But that's not Batman. I mean, nah, he got some stuff right. And he did take directly at some parts, especially in the very last movie. He did take... directly from the Batman universe some stuff, but I could make a list of stuff.
Dude,
he
you've
did
seen
wrong.
My list, man.
Dude.
Oh!
What?
Your argument was, you snuck out the back door on your argument.
Wait, what are you talking
on
about?
On Facebook, my friend.
What are you talking about?
What's his name, Michael?
Lexner?
Michael, whoever, who
Matthew.
Comes? Matthew.
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. I'm sorry I got your name wrong. No, because he started talking about superhuman and about like the definition of superhuman. And then you jumped on his superhuman bandwagon to defeat my argument. But in your initial argument, Batman was not superhuman.
No, he's not superhuman.
Okay, but.
He's a superhero.
Okay, but the argument that
hold on,
Matthew,
hold on,
I got his name wrong again. Matthew brought up on Facebook was in defense of Batman as superhuman.
I'm going to,
and then you jumped on that bandwagon. So we're both a little flawed, my friend, and Matthew is the only winner in this case. You win, Matthew.
I'm gonna just look this up real quick right here. Here we are.
Ryan, what do you think?
Here we are.
I'm not the person to ask about this.
But you've seen the movies, right?
I've seen the movies, but I've, you know, and y'all can kick me out, but I've never been a comic book fan. And yeah.
You're in the right place.
This
is a good place to start.
Okay. Which movie kicked more butt?
Don't. We can't talk about movies. Well, I mean, okay. We can, because Batman totally owned Spider-Man movies.
That's debatable.
No,
Dark Knight.
The first three Spider-Man movies?
Rise, Returns. The latest one was boring as heck.
Yeah, I'm going to chip in.
It was 40 minutes too long.
Because I'm a complete outsider and I don't really...
Objective third party.
...know in details about Batman or Spider-Man. I just know the movies, okay?
Yeah.
And I thought Spider-Man was more entertaining.
Wait, the new Spider-Man?
Yes!
I didn't know we were talking about the new Spider-Man.
No,
is good.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean... I don't like the old Spider-Man's just because of
Tobey Maguire.
He's
crybaby.
He's a horrible actor. He's like this little boy, that crybaby.
Yeah.
But honestly, I fell asleep pretty much in Batman's.
Me too.
I don't know why. I just didn't get into it.
It just doesn't enthrall you. It doesn't entertain like Spider-Man.
The first one was decent. Second one, no.
The only good thing about Batman is his villains. Bane made that last movie.
Heath
Ledger
me?
Made
oh,
the Dark Knight.
We're still talking. You have to clarify. The only good
I'm
thing
not talking about the animated
Chris
series.
Nolan
really
Batman
cartoons.
Is... Hey, shut up.
I do too. Thank
maybe,
you, Ryan.
Maybe my ideas... Maybe my... I guess my opinion would be different if I new details more about Batman or more about Spider-Man, but all I know is the movies. So
I can just
say that Spider-Man was more.
You're not allowed
movie.
To educate him. He's an objective third party.
Gosh.
And he sided with Spider-Man.
No, that's he just said he doesn't know.
But which one was more entertaining?
From a movie standpoint.
Okay.
Obviously, watching a child swing through the Manhattan. Where he was in Manhattan. Right? That was Manhattan. That was New York. Right?
He's not a child. He's not a child.
He was a child.
Not a child.
He was a teenager.
Not a child.
That's technically a child. Teenager.
He's in high school.
Okay,
on,
so he's not a child.
That's cool.
He's a teenager. And I get why they invented the character, but to relate to the characters of the time.
Because every kid goes through that.
Every character of the time was
is responsible for his uncle's death, but...
No, but not...
If you are,
like,
I'm sorry.
Every character of that time was a grown man. Was like, oh, so they invented Spider-Man, stuff like that, too. Which I'm pretty sure he's not the only character. Do not eat that in the microphone. Oh, gosh. I can hear you eating that. But they invented him so that teenagers could relate, you know, to have a hero to relate to. So I get that. Obviously, the movie where the teenage kids swinging through New York City on webs, that, you know, whatever, is going to be more entertaining, and it's going to be more happy and more animated, and, you know, jokes are funnier than the dark, depressed, grown man who's angry at the world.
Well, which one would be cooler? Would it be cooler to have superpowers? Would it be cooler to have the skills and the resources as Batman does?
I would take superpowers.
Of course you would.
No, I would, though.
Yeah, but...
I can already get super buff and trained right now if I wanted to.
You could... Okay, first off...
If I wanted to...
First off, Batman is not just some rich guy who's super buff and trained really hard. Batman is a genius.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne is a genius. You just don't get it.
Which one would you pick?
Superpowers all the way.
Of course. Everybody wants to.
I love having Ryan here.
Yeah, I gotta get somebody else in here too. Josh would be on my side.
Well, he's not here, is he?
No. According to Webster, a superhero is a hero having extraordinary or superhuman powers. Also, an exceptionally skillful or successful person. So technically.
What did you say? What did you say? Read your comment.
Hold on, I'm not done. Superhuman means exceeding normal human power, size, or capability. Batman's strength and this is his comment. Batman's strength. Obviously, Webster doesn't talk about Batman. Batman's strength and intelligence far capitalized. Look at that right there.
I read it.
Far exceed that of the average human. 2, if Batman is an exceptionally skillful and a successful person, I don't know who is. Boom. You got defeated. And I said, well, Benjamin, there you have it, outnumbered and outgunned. You said, ha, but am I, Ian? Am I? Jeez, you wrote a long comment. If superhuman means exceeding normal human power, size, or capability, then Batman does not exactly fit the criteria. While his abilities exceed that of the average human being, they are not above what the average human being is able to achieve given the same amount of resources and training. To be truly superhuman is to be above what the average individual is capable of attaining. And then you said boom with an exclamation point, which is completely pointless because you have no idea what you're talking about.
I felt like I made my argument very clear.
Take that, and I said, take that boom back, doofus, because yet again, Ben, we're talking about Batman being... I was supposed to write superhero, not superhuman.
Ah! But you didn't.
Obviously, but, you're not superhuman.
That's not part of the argument. That's a real quick argument.
There's Gretchen in here, and she'll prove that.
But what I meant to write, I did say superhuman.
You did say superhuman. But you jumped on the superhuman bandwagon.
No, I didn't. Because I meant to write superhero.
Freudian slip, my friend.
That is not a Freudian slip.
That's a
Freudian slip. Because the whole context of that comment would not make sense if I was talking about superhuman. It says, take that boom back, doofus, because yet again, we're talking about Batman being superhuman. We're talking about him. No, no. I forgot to put not. That's the only thing.
But you didn't.
Ben, we're talking about Batman being superhuman. We're talking about him being a superhero. I was supposed to put, we're talking about Batman not being a superhuman. Thank you.
I love watching you get red in the face.
You make me angry. Batman is not a superhuman. He is a superhero.
Too late to take it back, bro. Too late to take it back.
That's it. I'm not taking anything back.
We should just call it. We're running long.
You would. You would run out on this argument.
I'm not running.
You are running.
I'm just saving face, man.
You're running.
I don't want you to be embarrassed like a little schoolgirl in your saddle oxfords and plaid skirt.
That is such a sexist thing to say.
Just call it like a
Why can't I be embarrassed like a schoolboy? Huh?
Well,
what if we have female listeners, Ben? How are they going to feel about that?
I'm sure they've been embarrassed before.
I'm sure they've already cut off the podcast by now.
I didn't. Okay, it's the end of the podcast. That's lasted like half as long as the substance of the podcast.
You see what I mean, though? It kind of makes me sad.
What? This is the only thing we can talk about?
I get so worked up about comic books when we talk about Jesus. I'm just like, I have good input. Like, I talk.
Yeah, you had good input.
But I'd like to listen to people's opinion. But when we talk about comic books, I don't want anybody else to have an opinion but me. Because I'm the only one that's right here.
It's because you're speaking out of your flesh, Ian. You need to
Shut up. I'm speaking out of tons of knowledge of Batman.
I'm speaking out of tons of knowledge of Spider-Man.
Oh, bullcrap. You named
Maybe
last
that's
week.
The problem. Maybe that's the problem is we don't have enough knowledge of each other's characters. We can't give an adequate, comparison because
we
don't know enough.
But see,
I'll admit, I don't know enough about Batman.
I don't know a whole lot about Spider-Man. I do know a lot about Spider-Man, but I don't know comic book Spider-Man. I know cartoon Spider-Man and movie Spider-Man, which
No, my friend, discuss. I have the ultimate book of Spider-Man information.
I bet you do.
In my room. I know.
I bet you do. But I do know a lot about the Marvel Universe. Like, I had a conflict of interest for a long time about Marvel versus DC, but I'm a DC guy all the way. But
Detective Comics? Really? Come on. Detective?
Come on. What is that?
Stupid.
What is Marvel?
Marvel sounds way cooler than Detective.
Really? Marvel sounds cooler than Detective Comics?
Yeah.
Dude, what kid doesn't want to be a detective at some point?
I don't know.
That is a completely...
But what kid doesn't want to be marvelous?
I'm going to leave that joke where it is. We should probably call it.
We should call it.
I got so much to say now, though.
Well, we'll save it for next time.
Gosh, man.
Can we just end on a note and all agree that Superman's dumb? Superman's gay?
I like Superman.
Okay, well then we disagree on that too.
Depends on which one. For me.
Before you say Superman's dumb.
How about Aquaman?
Okay, we can all agree that Aquaman is
dumb.
Pretty dumb.
Let's agree on that.
Now. We're gonna finish this. We're gonna have a mini
Say goodnight, Gracie. Swear to me.
Christian Bale's sign off. But no, we're going to have a little mini podcast we're going to release sometime soon of our argument about Batman.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
We're going to
do it.
Don't stare at the potato.
Spider-Man!